Let's get some business news with Jill Steadman.
Thanks, Gavin. 38 people died in work-related incidents last year. That is the lowest number of deaths recorded in over 30 years and down 30% on the previous year. However, the number of non-fatal injuries reported increased. The figures are contained in the latest report from the Health and Safety Authority. We can speak now to Kevin DeBara, Assistant Chief Executive of the HSA. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
First of all, just tell us, what are the most common causes of workplace deaths?
So as you said there, the number of fatalities in 2021 is the lowest number on record, but that doesn't change the fact that 38 people lost their lives last year in work-related incidents. And these 38 people, all but one of whom was male, were fathers, sons, uncles, brothers, friends. And our view is that all of these type of incidents are both preventable and foreseeable. So while there has been a lot of progress made, there's still a lot of work to be done. And unfortunately, farming and construction sectors continue to be overrepresented in our fatality figures. So both sectors continue to be key priorities for us in the HSA in our ongoing intervention programmes. It's very clear from the data that there is a worrying trend of serious injuries and fatalities in older, self-employed men involved in manual work. So anecdotal evidence often suggests that this cohort may consider health and safety as not necessary, or that it's simply just extra paperwork, or that it somehow doesn't relate to them because they know what they're doing. But the reality is that health and safety is not an optional extra. It's an obligation, morally, ethically and legally. And the clear message from the data once again this year is that there continues to be an ongoing issue with older, self-employed men involved in manual work, which needs to be addressed.
Okay, as you mentioned there, the number of non-fatal injuries reported increased by 8%. Why is that, do you think?
Well, this is an area that traditionally has had a number of, I suppose, under-reporting. So all employers and self-employed persons are legally obliged to report the injury of an employee as a result of an incident while at work if that's led to an absence of 4 or more days. So the thing is, I suppose, a reduction in that, or an increase in that, isn't necessarily a bad thing if it tells us a clearer picture of what's going on the ground. But what the data is telling us in relation to non-fatal injuries is that manual handling and falls were the most common triggers in 2021, as they have been continuously over the past 5 years. And the part of the body most often impacted was the back. So while physical injury is obviously a devastating outcome of many of these workplace incidents, the effect that these incidents also have on days of work lost is also striking. And in the year under review, almost 600,000 workdays were lost due to work-related injuries. And that not only impacts on the day-to-day business activity, but it also puts additional pressure on the remaining staff, which in turn can increase stress and overwork.
Okay, what are the most common work-related illnesses then in Ireland?
So the most common work-related illnesses are bone, joint or muscle problems, and then they're followed by stress, depression or anxiety. And again, no more than the injuries, they also lead to a lot of work, days of work lost. So over 1 million days were lost due to work-related illnesses in the year under review.
Very briefly, how has the move to remote working impacted workplace deaths, injuries and illness then?
So oftentimes the move to remote working is for particular sectors that mightn't necessarily lend themselves to those areas that have the largest number of fatalities. But on our website, we do have a whole wealth of materials and support online in relation to remote working. But also this week, for European Week for Safety and Health at Work, we're putting quite an emphasis on work-related musculoskeletal disorders. And that's the most common work-related injury. And it's normally back injuries or upper limb disorders. And those are preventable. And MSDs remain the most common work-related health problem in Europe.
OK, and what is that message then that you're trying to get out there this week on European Week for Safety and Health at Work?
I suppose our message for European Week for Safety and Health at Work is that in order to make sure that work activities have been designed and have been planned to minimise the risk of injury, it's imperative that employers ensure that ergonomic risk factors are identified and are managed through the risk assessment process to avoid or reduce the risk of injury. And again, we'd urge people to come to the HSA website, hsa.ie, where there's a lot of information available that makes it very easy to understand the basics, to check and to confirm your obligations. And our Be Smart tool and other guidance will even assist you in undertaking your own risk assessment.
OK, Kevin DeBara, Assistant Chief Executive of the Health and Safety Authority. Thanks for joining us.